Okay, this is our section, Call Me, where we call businesses around Ireland, around the world, but generally just within close range, and find out that they're still doing business and things are still going on. We can say good morning to Will. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Colm. How are you? Morning, Lucy.
We're not too bad at all, Will. Will is from One Society down in Gardiner Street, very famous for their brunch, their coffee and their pizza.
And their all-round loveliness.
Yes, they are. But obviously, at the moment, there's a bit of a downturn. So how's business at the moment, Will?
Well, to be honest, we're down about 80% of our revenue. We've closed for brunch at that kind of part of the business. Go for now. But we're still doing pizza, takeout, collection and delivery from 4:30 to 9.
Okay.
And to be honest, that actual collection and delivery side has picked up.
Okay.
Although the overall revenue has obviously plummeted.
Yeah.
But look, it keeps the door open, keeps a couple of staff on and gets me out of the house, so that's good.
I read a thing in the papers that 20% of all food consumed in Ireland is from takeaways.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Leo said it's important. One of the things he actually said, it's important to keep our takeaways open because it's even good for your mental health to get your pizza or your Chinese or your Indian. You know what I mean? It's good.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine eating the same food day in, day out, not getting out, all that kind of stuff?
Please ring my wife and tell her that. But not only is Will from One Society and all the fine folk from One Society just getting the pizzas organised, there's also you're also helping out as well at the frontline staff.
Yeah, trying to do our bit. Look, we have three hospitals within 2 minutes of us, and we already donate regularly to Temple Street.
Yeah.
And I wanted a win-win for us. I wanted to try and keep the revenue coming in while also doing something good. So what we've done is I've asked family, friends, customers, just the general public to phone us, donate some money, and what we do is we add 25% to that donation.
Okay.
And bring that value of pizzas to the emergency services.
Ah, brilliant.
So it was just a way of getting a couple of hundred quid to come in, but so far we've actually done quite well. We've raised just over 1,600 in about 8 days. Yeah,
nice,
great.
One.
Absolutely delighted. And then we've added our 25% on top, so about 1,900 euros of pizzas are on the way or have gone already to our emergency services.
So I'm looking at it here. You've gone to the Rotunda, the Mater, Temple Street, and also now you've gone to the Coombe, Mountjoy Garda Station, and the HSE labs in Ballymun. So they're all getting pizzas,
Absolutely. And we've a good few more that we've added to the list. So I'm going to go over to St. James's today and try and focus on some of the labs as well, because they kind of get forgotten in all this, and you know, in the background, they're working very hard. So
when you get to these places, do they just attack you for the pizzas because they're so hungry?
I tell you what, it's great to see the smiles and the positivity. Yeah. Like, I couldn't do what they're doing. You know, it's life sucking stuff, and these guys are getting up every day, and they're really working. You know, like they've never done before.
I know. I was actually reading an article from one of the nurses on the front line, and they were saying because of all the protective gear they obviously have to watch, they can see when they go to the side of the bed of some of the elderly people. All the elderly people, it's just they want a smile, or they want even a comforting hug. And the nurses, who are so good, but they're not able to do that at all. And they find it really, really debilitating for them as a nurse not to be able to give that extra amount of succor that they, you know, that they were able to do before, you know. So it's...
So it takes a lot of mental strength, I have to say, to go in and face that, especially when you have patients sitting in their total isolation from family, friends, lonely, worried.
I know.
And, you know, and these nurses are their family now. You know, to help them and all the other emergency services.
Yeah.
It's just a small thing to do, really.
Okay. No, absolutely. Yeah. And what an amazing job. So if somebody wants to get involved now, so as you said, donate some money to Will from One Society. You add on an extra 25%. Pizza is going to frontline services, some of them who are working 12, 15 hours a day and not getting any level of the sort of the food they should be getting. Where can somebody go now if they want to do and help out?
Check us out on social media at One Society Cafe. Call us. Our number's on Google, or just email Will at onesociety.ie and I'll get back to you with the little simple instructions.
You're very good. And we're going to put that up on our website as well.
We are, indeed.
We are. We're going to put it up on
and
the website.
And can I say, I know the pizzas firsthand.
Yeah.
Buy one or two or three for yourselves.
Yeah, you're just around the corner from
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And I've got to say, the pizza chef is a good-looking fella.
Is he? Good.
And a good man with his hands on a pizza.
There you go.
Brilliant. Good
him,
to know.
Yeah. What was it?
Just about the poor pizza chef. Like his, there was an earthquake in Zagreb there last Sunday.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't reported on. And this poor guy has been dying to get back there. Like his house is pretty much fallen down,
oh,
and
God.
You know,
oh, no.
He's keeping his chin up, and this is actually keeping him busy, so that's good. Yeah.
And how's his family? Is his family okay over in Croatia?
Yeah, they were lucky enough, they got to leave the house and head off to the countryside to the grannies, but like it's,
I mean,
crazy.
It's just crazy, isn't it? Because I was reading about, obviously we've family as well, and my brother-in-law is from Croatia, and to see that they were just in the middle of the coronavirus, as we all are, and then they get an earthquake as well. I mean, lads, it's, you know,
oh,
give us a break.
And it snowed as well that night. First snow of the season.
Okay, just to add it on, oh God.
You know, and all we have to do is stay at home, so
yeah,
look,
yeah.
We're doing a good job. I hope we keep it up.
Absolutely. You're a good man, Will. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Good talking to you, Will. Look after yourselves.
Thanks, guys. Cheers, man.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
Okay, that's good. That's
really
a good story.
Really good guy, Will.
Absolutely. Okay, so check him out and we'll have all the details up on the website. And if you are operating a business, and things are, you know, you want a little mention on air, 087-188-100. That's what we're here for. 087 and bingo balls, obviously. 087-188-100. Text us or WhatsApp us.